The 30th of June.
Hi there. The word for you today is in church, but lonely. In Psalm 142, verse 4, the psalmist said, "No man cared for my soul." You know, people come to church looking for light and warmth. They want to know we care. Now, good preaching and music may bring them back, but you know what? Relationships that nurture will keep them coming back. You can feel lonely in a crowd, even one that preaches love and has a greet your neighbor moment in every service. The truth is, if we kept even 10% of those who come through our church doors, we'd be in constant growth mode. You say, well, the Bible teaches that if a man would have friends, he must show himself friendly. That's true. But people bring with them the wounds of their past, the struggles of their present, and the unspoken anxieties of their future. What they want to know is, will you love me as I am, even if I don't fit your mold and change as quickly as you'd like me to? Often a rigid structure keeps that from happening. Pastor, if your greatest concern on Monday morning is, how many people did we have in church yesterday? Check your heart. You may be more concerned with your own image than meeting people's needs. Jesus told his disciples in John 15, verse 15, "I have called you friends." Many people are shy, distrusting, and what I call relationally impaired. Our mandate is to make friends out of them, not just bench warmers and financial contributors. The scripture, "Bear one another's burdens," is in God's word because a burden shared is a burden lightened. Many of those who come to church aren't looking for profound answers. They just want to feel cared for. When that happens, they open up to God's love. And you know what? Miracles take place.